Jana Kingston here, Chief Big Dreams Genie of the Internet. If we've never met, I'm so excited to meet you. It is the wildest storm outside today, so I had to come outside upstairs into what we call it the penthouse of the house. So I named this How to Create a King Wave and how I, not how to, but how I create King Waves in my business. And I would love to know down below, if you have seen that in me and have you've seen that and witnessed that in my business, because I do a lot of the back ends, I bring it to the front lines. And so, and you guys having businesses and achieving your big dreams and using your business as the vehicle and the vessel, I'm sure you guys witness what I do and you maybe have a little bit of a clue of what I'm doing, but I would love to break it down for you about how I create King Waves in my business. It's been something I've been circling around in the back end of my brand, in my containers, in my figure seven with my private clients for quite a while now, and they're getting such phenomenal results for it with it. So if you would love to have this, we're going to do it down below. So I would love you to put your intention, and your intention, your powerful intention, is going to make this everything that it needs to be for you. And I would love you to write that down, your intention, and we're doing the thing. So this is all around like creating king waves in your business and how I create my waves and this feeling and this vibe and this situation that I've got going on. And I've been talking about a lot over the last couple of months with my clients. And I felt like it's going to be so valuable for you guys to really like hear and embody and listen and experience for yourself. So my intention is that you get your life changed. Quite literally, your life changes from this live stream. Because this is something that I have been circling around the back ends of my business and brand and my containers for a couple of months. And it's absolutely been life-changing for my clients, for myself. I have been using it literally since the beginning of the time. But what comes with working with clients for the last 8 years on these things is I get better and better and more efficient and more effective at saying things in a way that it lands, in a way that it's never landed before. So I'm so excited for you to have that experience. And that is my intention for you today, that you allow this to allow yourself to experience this whole feeling of what this means to create a king wave in your business. And all of the big dreamers that are here today, you start to really get it and start to create your own king wave in your business. I want you to use your time here. This is coming through me for you. You manifest what I say. You manifest the way I say it. You manifest the way that it's said so that it can land in every single cell of your being and your body, and so that you can take it and run like the wind with it. So that is how my work works. And so your strong, deep, intense intention is what makes this everything that it is. It's a co-creation here, guys. It's a co-creation. All right. You guys, I am ready. How to create king waves in your business. Now you guys have got where this stands and where this sits. So the work that I do with it when it is and when it does come to your business, the reason I give you the business stuff is because it's all about the big dreams. So as we're ready to demarcate, so we can all like really feel into this shift as we really shift into the strategy, we've got the big dream and now we're gonna step into some business-minded stuff as an intention to really to help us to achieve our big dreams with more flow, more speed, lightning fast speeds, all the things while we're in the middle of a freaking cyclone. So let me explain what a king wave is. And I never knew what a king wave was until we went to Western Australia. So a king wave is quite literally what happens is the waves will be just behaving normally. Waves come in sets. So waves come in sets of four generally. They come in sets of four. So I don't know if you're like that communicative with the ocean. I am very well versed with the ocean. I am such an ocean baby. I love the ocean. I'm not a surfer, but I love the ocean. And so I'm very well versed with it and like very in communication with it. And so sets, and being from Australia, obviously we have like, you've got to be careful with the ocean and the rips and all of these sorts of things. But waves generally come in four, in sets of four, and they're on one day when you look out at them, they're all pretty much the same, right? So they come in sets of four. And so the way that I look at this in my business is you've got these four waves and they're all, when you look out, all relatively the same. Like, I don't know if you can see the waves today. Let's have a look. They're a little bit all over the place. So they're going to come in like sets of four. You've got one, two, like they come in four and then they stop for a little bit and then you get the next four. And they're all relatively the same size, right? Like they're all relatively the same size. You've got this 1, 2, 3, 4. And if you're out there, you know that you're just going to get a little bit of a break when it's not so wild weather like this, but you're going to get a little bit of a break after those four. Do you guys understand that situation? So this is our general momentum that we create in our business. Like we can, it's like we know that we, so this is like when I relate this to my business, it's like I know these certain strategies that I do that are going to create this. It's not so much momentum, it's the regular rhythm of my business. So it's posting, it's live streams, it's my stories, it's my posts, it's my live streams, it's my stories, it's my reels. So those are my four waves. Those, when I'm doing those are creating the rhythm. It's the base beat. So the base beat, right? Like post, live stream, reels, stories. It's the sets. It's the sets. And you're creating those waves. A king wave, when we're in Western Australia, there's these king waves that you have. So you could look out and there's four and they're all the same, similar size. So you know before you go into the water, you know what to predict. You know what to expect. But a king wave, it's like beware of a king wave. Because you've got to be ready for it because it will come out of nowhere. So if you're standing, say, for example, you're standing on these rocks where these king waves are in Western Australia, you could be standing there and like what will happen is you're looking at these waves and they're all about the same speed and they're all about the same size and they're all coming in their sets of four. But a king wave comes from nowhere, seemingly nowhere. And so it's one that is like 50 bajillion times bigger. It goes further, it's out of character, it behaves differently. And if you were sitting on a ledge, you know, like when you go to a ledge near ocean, you go to the rocks and you can see the waves smashing, because you can generally predict they're going to keep smashing the same spot. The tide is in a certain space, you know, but a king wave is going to be very unpredictable. It's kind of come from nowhere, seemingly nowhere, but it doesn't come from nowhere. And it's going to be like, if you're on the edge there, you're going to get wiped out. You're going to get taken away. So yes, I always loved, weather is totally where I get all my analogies from. Thanks, weather. So with a king wave for me is some people can get hit and knocked out and wiped out from it. Because it seemingly comes from nowhere. But when you know when it comes from and you know when it is coming and you know how to deal with it coming, you're better able to harness the intensity and the energy of a king wave. A king wave being unpredictable, a king wave being unprecedentedly bigger than the other waves and seemingly unexpected, but not, because you know that king waves come. And so you're looking out for them at any given time. And when they come, you're ready. And like a surfer with king waves, they're just like, they're expecting it. They're going to ride it. They're ready for it. They are just living for it. And that's how I see myself in my business is I'm like, I know king waves come and I know when they come and I know how they come. I'm ready for when they decide they come. And that's really, when you look at my business, it's very much like it's the surge that other people see, but you saw coming because a whole heap of other things you were lining up. You were getting ready. So with the weather, the waves know that this king wave is coming because they're feeling it. They're knowing it's coming, but you as the onlooker do not know. But you in it, you can feel it. You're like, you being like in the wave, you know it's coming. So how does this analogy all fall into your business? It's like, it's recognizing the first thing is like these king waves will wipe most people out and they will disappear from the internet for a bit, or they might disappear from their businesses, or they might not know how to handle the surge or the influx or the size of this king wave that seemingly came out of nowhere. But if you expect them, and you know how to harness this intense energy, you're able to use the king wave as a way to bring your business at lightning fast speeds further ahead. And you kind of like skip the queue of like the rhythm. Like you have the general rhythm, but with the king wave, if you can harness it fully and completely, you get to like ride the wave. So let me show you how you create the king wave. So you can actually create the king wave. And it comes like this. Momentum requires moments, and those moments get to be made by you. And we make those moments by going for a set amount of time. We set ourselves a quest. So in terms of like Big Dreams Bootcamp, for example, It is 111 days, and this is how I create momentum. What I'm doing is I'm going to create a surge because I am going to do the 111 days, and I'm not going to look to see if the king wave is about to hit because I just know it will. Because you can't see the king wave before it's going to hit, but you can create the surge that would create the king wave. And every little thing you do on the micro, every little thing you do, every moment you make is creating a moment. Every single thing you do that maybe not everybody else can see, it is going to create a surge. So then at some point, this king wave is going to come and everyone's going to see it. There's little things that you're putting into place on low key into place that are going to start to add up over time because momentum needs a moment and you're the one that makes the moments. So we're just sitting there going, when's my breakthrough going to come? It's you. When you break through that, you know, you're the orchestrator and the conductor of said breakthrough, of said king wave. Every little thing you do is putting a piece into this surge that's going to happen. It's every single thing. It's every post you do. It's every moment you make, and you harness that energy, and another moment and you harness that energy again, and another moment and you harness that energy again. Instead of like falling flat and being wiped out by the wave, you're actually like, let me just take that energy and like hold that energy and like put it out. So for example, last week, I'll give you the best example ever in the world from last week. So we have this $1 million celebration. I have my $1 million call with Melanie on Friday. And I know I'm making a moment, and momentum requires moments. I know a king wave is coming. And I know I'm the creator of the surge before anybody can see it. I can see it, I can feel it, and I know I'm making it because I'm the momentum maker, because I make it through the moments. And I have this celebration call and I don't even barely share it. But there is energy behind the scenes. There's energy being shared because with Melanie's moment, it was just all you got pretty much was just this photo of my setup. You didn't even come along with it with me because it was a private moment with me and Melanie. And I didn't need to broadcast it for it to be a moment for all of us. It was very much like, I didn't even take a photo of us. It wasn't for that. It was a moment behind the scenes that created momentum that didn't need to be seen to create a surge. You get what I'm putting down? I just knew that my energy would be fully electrified doing this and having this moment. And some things get to be broadcast and some things get to be just for you. This still can create a moment if you intend it so. So anyway, I had this beautiful celebration call with Melanie and we drank Cristal and I drank it out of the bottle. It was amazing. I didn't even share about it until like the next week because I just could not find words. I just posted the photo of my setup, not even of me and Melanie on the call. Just here's my setup. I have no words. Oh my God. So there was that. And then this $1 million party on the Saturday. So I had the $1 million party. I woke up in the morning. I went down to the sunrise with my bestie and told her that, oh my God, we just had a pay in full figure 7 and joy. And we jumped up and down. We had a full moment. And I did share that because that was so fun to share. And I shared that moment. That was a momentum that creates. That's a moment that creates momentum because momentum requires moments. The whole word momentum, we think like, oh, I can't get momentum. You're not making the moments. You're not making the most of the moments. Where's my momentum? Where's my momentum? You're saying it like it's something else creating it for you. Momentum is created and made by you through the moments you make with intentionality, with knowing what you're doing, knowing what you're making. Does that make sense? Does that land for you? Like, momentum doesn't happen to you. Breakthroughs don't happen to you. You are the orchestrator of these breakthroughs. And you do it by setting like these things up for yourself to not be looking, is it working? That's why your Big Dreams Bootcamp is 111 days. It's like, set yourself this quest of 111 days. I am going to make the moment every single day. I'm not going to look up and look to see if this surge or this king wave is coming until the end of the 111 days. That's when I'll look. That's when I'll check. That's when I'll see, did it work or did it not? Not on the way. And that's how you create the king waves, is you're not looking to see, is the king wave here? It's unpredictable. You do not know when it's going to come. And that's the whole point. It's unpredictable, but you know that you're putting this energy and this surge into it and it's going to come when it comes. It's unpredictable. There is nothing that you can do to make that king wave activate in that moment. It's when it will come, it'll come. You've got to be feeding it. like the whole way, those whole 111 days. My biggest dream for you is to come and do, when you do Big Dreams Bootcamp with us together, we start tomorrow. When you do that 111 days together, when we do this together, you are literally every single day not checking your watch to see if it's working. You've set yourself a quest. It's like, and then you don't look to see if it's working along the way. You just go all the way. And then you look back and see how much it worked. That's why it's 111 days. Like 3 months of this work in your business, you are going to create a key way. And you'll create multiple of them. You're going to create so much momentum through all of the moments that you made through orchestrating your own breakthroughs every single day with making every day a masterpiece in the Big Dreams journey. Because 111 days, every single day is a micro piece into your big dreams. That's why it's a daily course. It's every, your big dreams are not made in the big scheme of things. They're made today. It's what you decide to do today. Is it what you decide to move through today? It's also orchestrated by you. It's also made by you. This is Big Dreams Bootcamp. Every single day is the masterpiece. Today is the masterpiece of your big dreams. The things I choose to do today, the moments I make today is what creates the momentum for my business. The king waves I create is me going 111 days. I'm not looking back. I'm not looking forward. I'm not looking up. I'm not looking down. I'm just going for those 111 days. I'm making each day a masterpiece in the whole big scheme of things. I'm moving through all the things for those 111 days. I'm not going to check if it's working. I'm not going to wait to see if it's working. I'm just going to go. And that is what we do with Big Dreams Bootcamp. It's going the whole way. And that's how you create a king wave. It's like to go for a set amount of time. It's the same as if I look at my Pilates quest. It's like I went for 40 days, 42 days in a row. And it wasn't about looking to see, is it working? Is it working? Is it working? When you don't set yourself a quest for like that with a set amount of time, you're sort of going after 5 days. It's not really working. I'm just going to stop. Momentum needs you to create, keep making the moments while you don't know if it is working or not. Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of extra, little vibes on how to create these, a little bit extra of what does this look like and how to not get wiped out by the king wave. That was a beautiful micro training, wasn't it? Planes landed. Yes. Oh my God, I love that so much. The plane landed. How much in your life do you feel like you're making the most of these? Are you creating the moment for the momentum? So the really like, how do I create the king waves in my business is I understand that momentum needs a moment and the moments are made by me every single day. And when I say this, even if we want to go even deeper and tap into it even deeper, is know that when you have a moment, like I was explaining about the weekend, so we have this moment, we have all these moments that are stacking upon all these moments, and I know that it's going to create a king wave. And so what happens is we have this, like I was saying, the $1 million celebration call with Melanie. On that Saturday, we have the $1 million party, and we have a brand new Figure 7 to join. And then on Sunday, it's the most incredible day. And then on the Monday, we have Anne joins Figure 7. P.S. by the way, and we have our, in 15 minutes, I'm going to be live with one of my brand new Figure 7ers on Instagram. If you want to come say, hey, please do. And then I had Kiara joined as well. And so we have $100,000 cash weekend. It's crazy. We have this $100,000 cash weekend. And on Monday, we're all a little bit like, what in the world just happened as a team? And I was like, we just got hit by a king wave. Are we going to be wiped out, or are we going to use and harness this energy and this intensity and use it and transmute it and alchemize it and pop it out versus getting wiped out? And my team will attest that we most likely would have been wiped out if we had not actually harnessed this energy and transmuted it into something so special. And we made a moment from the king wave and we created Dream Bigger. We made a 5-day Dream Bigger right smack bang in the middle of a king wave of 100K weekend, cash weekend. Oh my God. And oh my God, $1 million party, $1 million celebration call with Melanie. Almost at, what are we almost at? We're almost at 900K. We're almost at 900K for this year, this financial year. after just celebrating a million financial year, we're almost at a million for this financial year, halfway through. Crazy.
Oh my God.
And of course, but we harnessed that energy. We actually took this King Wave and we used it. And that is how I create King Wave energy, is I used to fall flat at this bit. And I see about 99% of entrepreneurs, life workers, this is where you miss the mark. You get your moment and you drop it. You get wiped out by the King Wave of energy coming at you instead of transmuting it and popping it back. And so that was what I did. I channeled the energy that was coming through to me from this massive King Wave, and I channeled it out and I created Dream Bigger. And it was 5 days of fully channeled stories, codes upon codes upon codes, to really get you into the energy of dreaming bigger and to find this sweet spot in amongst sabotage, which is really just energetic acclimation to your success, and having you transmute that and get into the seventh stage of success, which is dream bigger. And this King Wave vibe is about acclimation and acclimatizing at lightning fast speeds. Instead of being like wiped out, we're acclimating to be able to hold that King Wave energy, to be able to acclimate, to be able to transmute it, to be able to use that energy and alchemize that energy and use that intensity and ride that King Wave versus be wiped out. We're riding it. And so there's two options when you get hit by the King Wave: ride it or be wiped out. Have you felt that before? Have you felt that? And I'm going to give you some tells. Let's give you some tells. I've talked about this before, but I want to give you some tells, because the wipeout will create the dips. And this is how we create dips in our business, because we keep getting wiped out by the King Waves we created. We get wiped out by them because we don't know how to actually harness the energy and alchemize the energy and acclimate. So the tells are, you've got all this energy rushing to you. You've got people messaging you. You've got comments coming from everywhere, and you just drop the ball and you're like, you drop it. You get wiped out. Instead of like harnessing it, alchemizing it, a big tell is you're not replying to comments. And it's such a weird little tiny little tell. We've all got different tells. So I would love you to tell me yours, because this is my unique tell, is I would not reply to comments. I would have this post that is like banging. I would have these live streams that are just like popping, and I would just radio silence it. I would not be replying. Like, this is, you know, a long time ago, I'm definitely harnessed this energy of, you are the one that created the King Wave, and you're the one that's wiping yourself out versus riding it. Wipe out or ride it. Those are your two options. And the riding it is actually this like huge, like you can create an entire completely different year for yourself if you know how to ride the King Waves. And when I ride the King Waves, it means I am going to literally be there. Like, I can use that King Wave and I can ride that for a year. You can ride a King Wave for an entire year. If you get hit by multiple King Waves and you ride those multiple King Waves, you are going to create a $1 million business. This is where the sweet spot is. But we just don't have the tools to be able to like hold it. So what are your tells, like, that you're getting wiped out by the King Waves? Is that I'm burnt out, or I'm like disappearing from the internet? Or what is your wipeout tell? Like, you are in wipeout versus harnessing the energy. Because we on Monday, last week on Monday, we definitely, was it last week or the week before? Last week. I didn't even know. And I could feel we were all just like going on the, about to be wiped out by the King Wave of energy that we just got hit on. And we decided to harness it. And it was probably my first time as a team of three, because I've done this for years myself. This is the first time of bringing a team, my beautiful Dreamspo team, along the journey of this whole situation of, actually, we just got hit by a King Wave. Are we going to be wiped out or ride it? And my team will tell you, do you guys actually feel like if we did not harness that, we would have been wiped out by the King Wave? Because I could feel we were just like in that hangover from like the flow hangover, like the best weekend ever. And we are so used to, in my community, we say flow hangovers. We've got a flow hangover. We've got a launch hangover. The launch hangover is, if you can start to use it, it's not a launch hangover. You're getting wiped out by the King Wave you just created. Are you going to be wiped out or are you going to ride it? What are you going to do? And look at your tells. What are your tells? Do you stop posting? Do you stop live streaming? Do you stop replying to comments? Do you stop taking photos? Do you stop doing stories? What do you stop doing as your symptom of you are wiped out by the King Wave versus riding it? And then what stories do you tell yourself about why is that is like, why it's okay? Because why the heck even create the king wave if you can't ride it? Why go out into the ocean when there is a king wave if you don't know how to ride a king wave? What's the point? Yes, last week. Oh my God. Right? I go into energetic sabotage, tiredness. It's not real. If it's right after a king wave you created, a big milestone you made, it's not true tiredness. It's literally, if we're going to put it this way, it's your ego just going, no. If you're actually just following the big dream, it's like, yes, I am so much energy. And I can literally, in an instant, on the Monday, we were all so tired. And in an instant, we turned that tiredness and I'm like, are we really tired? That was just the best weekend ever. It's not tiredness. It's I'm going to be wiped out or I'm going to ride it. It's like fear, right? Like fear can show up as excitement or fear. Like it can, you know, like when you've got butterflies and you're going to go on a ride and it's just like, am I scared or am I excited? I don't know. It's whatever you decide it's going to be. With King Wave, am I going to ride it or am I going to get wiped out? What are you going to decide to do? Best weekend ever, 100 freaking K weekend. And we're going to be like, oh, let's just slap on the energy and sloth our week through. No. And now, like, this week has just been so chill. It's pretty chill. I mean, chill in my degree of chill is not that chill. I slept in. I had a day off yesterday. Like, right, like, after the king wave, the rest is not what we do when you created this king wave. You put so much energy into creating a king wave. Why would you get wiped out? You're out in the ocean for a reason. Ride the king wave into shore, have a rest. This is how we do it. Every single day is about creating these surges that you might not see at the start, but you're going to see them when the surge starts to come, all these little things that you did on the way. It is about creating this king wave. It is being a creator of your own momentum. It's making moments. It's realizing you are the creator. You are the maker of the momentum, and you make the momentum and you create the momentum through that moments. That's why moments and momentum are the same word. Momentum requires moment, and you make the moments. And when you set yourself a quest, you set up a framework for you to be able to create a wave. And you head down, bum up, knowing that you're not going to check to see the watch. Is this working? Is this not? I'm creating a king wave. King waves are unpredictable. They're surges. You can't see them coming. You can feel it. You can feel you're putting a piece, and every single day is a masterpiece into this momentum that you are creating. Stop sitting around and going, how can I create momentum? Where's the momentum? I have no momentum. Where's the breakthrough? You are the orchestrator of that. You're the decider of that. You're just not going every single day and putting these moments in place to create the momentum. You're not having these breakthroughs every day to create the breakthrough on the bigger scheme of things. Head down, bum up, go all the way. And by the end, you'll look back and you'll realize how far you've come. But you haven't even seen how far you have swum or felt how far because you've just head down, bum up. Instead of checking and waiting for this king wave, you're ready for it. If it were to hit, you're going to ride it when it hits. And you are going to also get into the rhythm of creating those sets of waves, those four waves. Waves comes in sets. 1, 2, 3, 4. They're usually the same size. We are the maker and the creator of these. And also, we are all of the things that you put in place, all of these ways that you go, here is a moment, I'm going to make the most of it. Here's another moment, I'm going to make the most of it. Here's my 100K weekend. Are we going to ride it by making the most of it, or are we going to let it slip? What are you going to do? It's like turning up the heat when it starts to burn versus like turning it off because it's burning. That is the vibe. So tag your internet best friends that you feel like will love this analogy and are going to be so into it. So IBS, tag them below if you want to come play with them or you want them to come play with this and you feel like this will be super fun for you. And I hope you guys have the best day ever growing to big dreams. I hope you enjoyed the King Wave analogy. Have the best day ever growing to big dreams. Remember, you're not given a big dream without the ability to achieve it. I will see you in the next video. Message me for anything or everything that you need details on. Or just click the link if you know what to do. See you inside. Chief Big Dreams Genie of the Internet. It's out. Woo!